Let this box represent 1 week in a human life. This is 1 year in a human life. These are the early years of your life before attending school. These are the educational years of your life, going to school and to university. And finally, your career and retirement. Most of you are around 20 to 30, having already spent the first quarter of your life. Chances are also that the majority of people watching this video do not have a millionaire status. Yet, because you do have dreams, you do have ambitions, maybe you even have a game plan. But is it solid enough? The average age of a first-time millionaire is 37. With public exceptions like Mark Zuckerberg or even Spiegel becoming millionaires much earlier, or Larry Ellison taking a bit longer. It does not get easier with age though. Financial liabilities accumulate themselves, responsibilities towards a partner or maybe children grow, and the most dangerous thing of all, your ambition slowly starts to fade away in your mid-30s. That means if you are in your 20s or early 30s, now is the time to act. Depending on your age, you have roughly 5 to 15 years to get to a net worth of 1 million, taking account of all financial assets and liabilities. That is not a lot of time. Statistically, the odds are against you. What if there was a safe, almost a boring way to pay off debt, accumulate wealth in order to get to 1 million net worth in a highly predictable fashion, giving you the freedom to either settle and take it easy or, for people like me, go for the billion. Like one of the two people I want to become a fusion of, Steven Schwarzman. Would you call me a liar? I promise that I am not. But I warn you, the road there is tough. You will have to swallow some pills, acknowledge some hidden truths, and most importantly, work extremely hard. This is not a video for people that do not see the point in working more than 50 hours per week in the so-called best years of their lives. In fact, if that is you, this channel is not for you. And you might as well go back to binge watching your favorite Netflix series, hoping for a $150,000 per year salary at the peak of your career.
Still with me? Good, because I'm back and I'm excited for this. So let's dive into it.
There are seven pillars that constitute the most predictable and thus most boring way to 1 million net worth before 35. These four are core, extremely important. These three are non-core, a bit less important. This path has been walked many times before in countries all over the globe. US, Germany, India, UK, Canada. But it's not an overnight solution. In fact, as we are going to see in an Excel calculation that I built and that you can download in the description below, we should reserve a time horizon of 10 years. 10 years of hard work. For some, it might work in 7 or 8. But there is no guarantee.
We always talked about consulting on this channel. So let's take a consultant as an example and see how many of the seven pillars he hits during the early years of his career. Let's call him Kevin. Kevin starts off great. He exits university and gets a job at a prestigious consulting firm. After working there for 3 years, he might or might not do an MBA and then gets right back into the grind. He gets paid well. Work-life balance sucks, but it doesn't matter because his girlfriend left him a long time ago, and what else is there to do in your 20s? However, he falls prey to the deadliest company trick in the book. The consulting firm is paying him more than he is worth in the early years, in his 20s. Then they proceed to pay him less than he is worth as he remains at the company. They make promises about him becoming partner very soon and burn him in his early 30s. Classic move done in high salaried positions such as consulting. In year 13, right when he ascends to a revenue participating role as a partner at the firm, he hits 1 million net worth. If he invests his earnings at a 40% savings rate, generating a 5% per annum yield, he gets there already in year 12.
Kevin gets a couple of things right. He picks a job with a solid salary. Okay for a start, pathetic once he's 10 years into his career. Through his job as a consultant, he at some point either specializes onto a certain industry like steel or a certain function like M&A separations and IPOs. This represents one of the seven pillars, as each area of specialization you focus on during your career lifts your earning potential by 20 to 30%. He also builds up a great network of C-level managers and experts as a consultant, unlocking another crucial pillar in the equation. If your LinkedIn job feed presents you with more attractive and lucrative career option than your personal network 7 to 9 years into your career, you have missed the boat. Do your homework on networking. Also, I do not get asked to give interviews for European publications because of my tremendous knowledge on venture capital or China. Frankly, it is mainly because of my network. Lastly, Kevin invested his money at a solid 5% per annum yield. Not great, but solid. This implies that he knows what he is doing, picking the right index funds, for example, low expense ratios, no front-end, back-end loads, or other BS. So for the sake of the argument, let's say he unlocks his third pillar too, investing.
But I swear by the AUM of Blackstone, there is many things wrong with Kevin's approach. He only starts to participate in the revenues he generates 13 years into his professional career. He has one single source of income, shifting the power balance from him to senior executives and management at the firm. And he worked only in one country. His work portfolio is not diversified at all geographically. Yes, of course, he did a lot of consulting projects in foreign countries, but pretending like this is the same as actually living in a foreign country is the same as saying a one-night stand and a long-term relationship are one and the same things. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget that making partner is not easy to begin with.
So my team gave me this message that I'm supposed to read out aloud in order to, for the YouTube algorithm to do some magic. Please overstimulate the like and subscribe button. I guess, yeah, if you like it, let's do so.
So what are the other factors that need to be in place in order to reach 1 million net worth most efficiently? Is it even realistic to further shorten the time frame? As it turns out, yes. The key is in applying the remaining pillars that we have not uncovered yet.
The next two pillars account for 60 to 70% of your overall financial success, easily. If there's just one thing you're going to take from this video, please make it the next two pillars. Growing up, society tells us that there's basically two options we have for our career. Either work a job or start a business. Looking a bit closer, there's actually three options. Firstly, the job. Next up, let's talk about the business. And finally, the participating career.
Simple. You show up for some hours, you do the job, you get paid. Repeat that for 40 years, retire, and enjoy the rest of your average life. Nothing bad about that, but not really the target viewers of this channel. You should take a job only under the conditions that, firstly, you can transfer the skills to your future career or business. Secondly, you do it in addition to your career and business. And thirdly, you do it for a maximum of 5 years. No exceptions to these rules. Easy. You leverage either people or capital to make them work for you. You generally either build a profitable business that pays you a healthy monthly dividend and gives you an upside option call to sell to a private equity fund at a 8 to 12x multiple. Or you are wildly unprofitable but growing like crazy, hitting at least the rule of 40, grabbing market share to become a monopoly or sell to a VC fund further down the road. We already know that especially high salaried positions pay us more in the early years of our career in order to pay us less in the later years of our career. That's why you should only consider career options that include revenue participation or equity participation schemes relatively early on, namely front office finance jobs, either buy side or sell side. Secondly, tech and startup jobs that give you the opportunity to participate in the equity of the company through, for example, ESOPs. Or thirdly, sales jobs, especially B2B sales, where your compensation is a function of base salary and a juicy commission for each high-value product or service that you sell. Why 3+1 though? Well, consulting does make the list too. But you need to get out at latest after 4 years. Beyond that, your opportunity costs grow because the path to revenue participation in consulting is too long, while your salary at this point is too low. I will explain this in annoyingly extreme detail in the future, so make sure to subscribe to not miss it. If you're over 25 years old, you should never work a job again. Either do a business or a participating career. But what if these are not fun to you? Well, suck it up or retreat. We're not talking about how to make this world a fairy tale place. We're talking about how to hit 1 million net worth in the most efficient and predictable way. The other pillar that you absolutely need to take from this video: venture or side venture. If you are 5 years into your career and you don't have at least one side venture, you're doing something wrong. If you are an ambitious 20-something year old, you have a work capacity of around 90 to 100 hours, meaning that if your primary job, your career, takes you 75 hours on average per week, you have another more or less 20 hours per week to dedicate towards building your side venture. Yes, you will need to work past 10 p.m. Yes, also the weekends. Yes, your relationships will suffer. But again, if you're not determined, this is not for you and you are free to retreat to the masses. How to build a venture though? Also, this is something I want to explain in painstaking detail in the future, so make sure to subscribe to not miss it. But for now, let me give you one golden rule. Determine the customer, either the masses or the 1%. Generally speaking, about the 1%. A rich guy knows what he wants and he knows what he pays for. But he will also do some research and he will ask some spicy questions. On the other hand, the masses, average Joe, is the complete reverse. He is driven by emotion and he will buy based on how he feels. If you can make him feel good or make him think that something will easily solve all his problems, he will buy. And this is exactly why products that are sold to the masses come with these crazy statements like, "Oh, gurus hate him, become a millionaire with this one weird trick," and so on and so forth. Joe Average is going to buy based on feeling. And this is exactly why he likes motivational junk and quick fixes. Now let's reveal the next pillar before we do another Excel net worth calculation. Geodiversity. COVID shook everybody's life, but it shook the West a little bit more than the Asian countries, who came out of the pandemic a little bit better.
This is not to advocate for the East or the West, but simply to make clear, in today's day and age, it is an incredible asset to have a globally diversified network and capability skill set.
Which is why I'm living in Shanghai right now.
With all seven pillars taken into consideration, how could a net worth development look like? This is an upper base case scenario of someone working for a bulge bracket investment banking division, starting in year one with a base salary of 120,000, including also his bonus. And this then progressively gets more and more. 40% is saved. And so we see already in year six, if he does invest his money at a 5% per annum yield, he will break the 1 million net worth barrier. Also, of course, he does have a net side business profit flowing into the whole equation. And we see this gets pretty interesting more years down the road, helping him to get to a net worth of over 10 million in year 15. And what we of course also have here is a beautiful 8 to 12x EBITDA multiple call option on selling his business after a couple of years. Now, obviously, there's a lot of variations to that. First of all, you could have different kinds of jobs. Secondly, you could have already done some other jobs before that, so not coming straight out of university. And we will explain all of these variations in future videos.
Now, maybe you are asking, what is the last factor?
The last factor is fitness. You're not going to be able to pull 90-hour work weeks for multiple years without a mechanism that provides for A, health, and B, balance in your life. The most efficient way is the gym. Me personally, I also like to do Muay Thai. Some might say running is the most efficient option, but the nice thing about going to the gym is that you stop looking like a wimp and you start developing an impressive outer appearance. That will also, by the way, benefit you in meeting and boardrooms all around the globe. Not by accident is the average CEO taller than the average Joe. Outer appearance does matter a lot. We are going to operate this channel in seasons and episodes from now on. This is season one, episode one. And for the rest of this season, my plan is for you to understand mostly career, venture, and investing. So to all my old subscribers, there's still going to be consulting content, but in a bit of a different context that is more relevant to what I do right now. You have watched the video before, maybe. If not, then please watch it. There's a lot of things I'm doing in parallel, and none of them have really anything to do with management consulting anymore. So I'm shifting the focus a little bit to telling you more about what are the other options you have, and most importantly, how do you get to a level of freedom financially that will just be fun for you. And then I guess we can also talk about fitness in a couple of videos from now. If you like the video, please overstimulate the like button. Leave a comment down below and I would be happy to accompany on your path in the future. Conquer.